I know the kind of pain you're feeling, Alex. I once had it myself.
You some kind of doctor?
No, Alex. I am Magneto, and I have come to offer you sanctuary.
Welcome to Season 3 of the Grounded Futures Podcast. We are your hosts, William and Carlo.
Welcome to our show.
You're the best friend.
Why isn't it like my best friend? Listen here, Freddie.
You're the best friend.
Hello, it's Palantine's, and this is our Delighting in Our Friends special. We don't have a guest today, and instead we will be sharing some music and other art from our friends, aka delighting in them. We will weave in other musings and dreams and blooms.
Yes, welcome to Delighting in Our Friends. Well, we think love is wonderful, and we want to expand this day, this Hallmark day, to include friendship. And we think it's one of the best ways of being in love. And later on in the show, we will be playing a few songs from our friends. So stay tuned for that. And we're just gonna let it roll. Right, Liam?
Yep.
And we will be back in March with guests. So thanks for joining us. So when we were preparing for this, we were talking about how it was kind of a heart storm or a nerd storm. Mm-hmm. And you said, well, a brainstorm. And then we talked about that potentially being a ableist slur.
Yeah.
And you had some really cool things to say about why you think brainstorming works for you. Do you want to speak? I'm hoping you can speak to that, Uli.
Yeah. With brainstorming, it's, I think there's a lot of people that they see it as the ableist term and all that and whatnot, but with me, I deal with definitely symptoms of ADHD and other things like that. So when I am thinking and am thinking of ideas with people and planning things, it genuinely feels like there's a storm in my head. Right. Like it's the most honest term, honestly, for how it genuinely feels in that moment. So I think, like, in the context of when people talk about it, it's brainstorming, like there's a storm in your brain of all these ideas. And,
Wow. You
know, people have this idea of, oh, it means that like they'd see it as ableist because brainstorming means that you're able to actually think and do these
like
things.
Neurotypical.
You're, right. But I'm like, it sounds more like being a neurodivergent person where right. It's like you're having storms aren't exactly like a positive, crazy, like
it's definitely not easy.
No, it's not easy. They're like, it's an intense thing that happens in your head that is unpredictable and all of that
it.
And stuff.
So yeah, we are reclaiming brainstorm to not be a term that coexists alongside neurotypical or high IQs or the most advanced brains, so-called brains.
The advanced brains wouldn't have a storm in their head.
Potentially,
it would be like.
Yeah, and my friend Chris said that he uses heart storms and soul storms because he thinks we need to extend the storm to include our heart and our soul.
100%.
And I really like saying nerd storm because really that's what we actually do is we like go deep into the nerdiverse and we storm.
Exactly.
Around. Yeah. I love that. thanks for sharing. I've been wanting to talk to you about that forever. So we're going to first start off with delighting in some people.
Yeah, we're going to delight in some of our friends who are artists and graphic designers. And so the first person that I'm going to delight on is my partner, Kat. And you can find them on Instagram at the_invisible_museum_. And they are an artist. They draw. And they are very, very talented. And I've been with them for like a year or something, almost a year now. And They have such amazing art and are able to just draw really good anatomy and just really awesome, beautiful works and amazing things. And they currently have commissions up. They almost always have it up. And yeah, people should go commission them more because they are so talented. And
totally. What kind of style amazing. Would you say it is?
It's like a mix of like, I mean, it depends on what they draw. Like I think when they draw people, it's a mix of anime style with realism. And then they also will draw full-on landscapes and full-on all that kind of stuff. And they try out painting styles and other things sometimes. But the main style is like a mix of, yeah, anime with realism to it.
I love their art. Yeah. I love they also create visual stories and kind of world building. I know that you both do that together. Yes. And create what is called OCs. And for maybe some folks out there who don't know, maybe you could talk a bit about what an OC is.
It's an original character. It can either be an original character for a show, so you make there's a show you're really into, so you're like, oh, I wish that I was in that world, or I wish that, so then you make a fictional character and put them into that world, or you can just make up your own world and make up your own character. It's just, you know, the way kids do it when they were kids, people mm-hmm. do it, have been doing it forever, playing make-believe. It's all in that storytelling. You make up a story, you write characters, and then OC's original character, yeah.
I love it. And I also, it's true that's the bulk of their work. And I also have seen some of their painting because they made a beautiful painting for me and my partner, Chris, yes. For our 30th anniversary. It was beautiful.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So, really talented. Go check out Kat's work at the _invisible_museum_. We will have all this in the show notes. Yeah. It's on Instagram there. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And, we have a few more artist designers. the next person is C.K. Nosen. And we chose them because we love their political radical art. And we have a bunch of pieces in the house.
Yeah. Some stickers too, right?
And stickers. And one of my favorites is person breastfeeding with a mask on. And they also put some work in Trust Kids. And you can find their work. I really recommend supporting them. A lot of it goes to funds to support land, defending the land, and various other intersections of struggles. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the solidarity for those projects. They're over on Instagram. It's just their name, CKNOSUN. And then their website is the same.com, but we will put all this in the show notes. I love, like, it's just, it has it's very realist. Like, yeah. It looks like, you know, it looks like it could be you in the photo, but it also has.
Yeah, I like the colors too.
Yeah.
The color theory in it is really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what's that called? Collage almost.
Yeah.
It's so really cool. Definitely check them out.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one is our dear friend Jamie Lee Gonzalez has been another co-host on the show many times and has done many art for different things we've done and is very, very talented. And you can find her over at storyloomdesign.com. And yeah, it's just such pretty art, such very...
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I collaborate a lot with Jamie Lee, and the thing that she can do is take my vague ideas and just, like, build this whole world based on some really scant offerings. So she's just incredible. Yep. And Storyloom Design is her new baby. It's a collaborative space, but she is kind of the anchor of it. And there's a lot of artists over there, so check that out. And then our final, they're all artists, but sort of political artist is Grant Hoskins, also known as Gadzooks Bazooka on Instagram. And that's, you know, we'll just have it on the show notes, but it's Gadzooks Bazooka. I love they're a political cartoonist and make... always right on time art. If something's happening in the world, go to their site because they always have a really good take on what's happening, and it's got the right amount of humor and snark, but also relevance. I've had the pleasure of them creating art with me, for me, and for my son Zach, as the Magneto essay.
It's very talented, very, very talented.
I've seen
definitely some of the art before, and it's very talented. I think, yeah.
And accessible, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Just, yeah, and, yeah.
Really cool.
Cool, so looking. Thank you all for creating beautiful art. I also just want to circle back and give a shout out to and delight in Liam's art. always has made art and has incredible composition and a beautiful eye, and stopped for quite a while, but has been reignited to it since they've been with Kat. And I think you also have an art site.
Yes, I do. It's the at is Bonking Cat, but it's with a zero instead of an O, and that's on Instagram. That's like bonking is bonking someone, and then cat, which is really funny that that's been my at for a while, and then I ended up dating someone named Cat, so it's quite funny.
Bonking Cat. Okay. It's now getting all weird.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna just weave in one of our, before we go to the next section, gonna put you in the hot seat, Liam. So a question that we ask all our guests, mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask you. So kind of, during these hard times and disaster times, and in some places worse than others, but just capitalism, colonialism, fuckery. How do you find thriving in the everyday? Maybe you can just give us two ways. I know it changes.
Yeah, it changes a lot depending on my headspace. Being a 18-year-old, that is constantly changing. I have no concrete thing I do. But I think, I am very online, so I spend a lot of time talking to friends online, and I mean, that is something that brings me thriving, is getting to talk to my friends and connect to people, even though in this hard times where with the pandemic and whatnot, and how it's hard to see people in person, having a way to still do that, and playing video games and drawing is something that does for sure. And then getting at least one moment of the day to being able to hang out with my family, always getting that human contact. I think getting human contact is something that really can bring thriving for anyone, honestly. We're humans, we're meant to, right? I don't know if there's anything. I mean, eating food food brings me a lot of thriving. I think I eat my first thing of the day and I'm just like, let's go.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love that. Thanks. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And then now that you asked that, I will ask you the same.
No, that sounds supposed to happen. Okay. Like how I find thriving. I mean, again, it changes. I think about this a lot because I often find thriving when I have purpose, like when there's something to do to support somebody else or help somebody else or create something together. And I really notice that my thriving decreases when I'm when I don't have a lot to do or I'm not being of service. Like, it's a really interesting dynamic I've noticed. And I also get a lot of thriving from listening to music and dancing. It just can immediately bring into a presence, which is where thriving really, flourishes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Always the crows. The crows will always bring me, maybe that's more like it bringing joy, but... with joy comes thriving.
You get the joy and then you want to thrive. So I get excited anytime I see a crow. I'll just be walking down the street and I'm like, I have to point. And I'm like, crow. It's like, told you. It's like, Liam, we live in like a city full of them. We see them every single walk.
It's like, hello, friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. And then, yeah, next up, actually connected to artists as well, are some of our favorite storytellers and poets.
Ooh.
Should we?
Yeah, why don't you do the first?
Okay. Yes, the first one on our list is our old and dear friend that we've known for a while, Julie Flett. She makes stories for all ages, including the very young, which is why we want to highlight and delight in Julie. Her website is julieflett.com, and she is very talented. I grew up on her stories. I used to read them all the time as a kid, and they've meant so much to me and impacted my life a lot. And yeah, I've always loved her art and her storytelling. It's always been so just like really nice, you know, just like you sit down, you just read it, and the art is always like really nice. And I don't know what the correct term there for that is.
Yeah, I mean, I love that because one of the things I've always said about Julie's work is that it's so respectful to young people.
Yeah.
It really is like a philosophy for children.
Oh, yeah. It felt like I was actually able to enjoy like this, reading those stories as a little kid who couldn't read. Mm-hmm. I couldn't read for a while, and I didn't feel like I had to still enjoy it because of all the pictures and all the drawings and still told the story, and I think that's what makes a good kid's book.
It's true. She's so good. And an award-winning.
Yeah.
I mean, I think probably folks listening know her work and know of her work. But if you don't, be sure to check it out. Like you said, she does create other art, but her children's books are, well, they're award-winning because they really do deserve to be. They're incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of intersections with like the Cree language in it. So it's really cool. Yeah. Yay, Julie. Our next one. Well, we've already delighted in this friend in one of our segments on delighting our friends. But I mean, we can't bring up poetry without talking about Hari. Delight, joy beaming. Woo. Thank you, Hari Alluri, for bringing such beautiful poetry into the world. We just want people to just, if they haven't yet, to check out your work. He's over on Instagram, Hari Alluri, one word, HARIALLURI. And from there's a portal into the work. And his books.
Yeah.
His newest book is stunning. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's obviously
he's also another dear friend of ours that we've known for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. So yay.
And then yes, our next one is Kitty Lou Bear. Through essays, poetry, they create a mix of visual and word works. And you can find their work over on Instagram at FungiFemme. That's one word. And yeah, they're a really good friend of ours, and they make really cool things that have just, are so cool.
It's really cool. Kind of weaving together of that science and magic and in a way that's really profound someone who like is a writer and a poet and an artist, but also has a degree in science and engineering. And you really feel that through the work. And 100%. I love their work. And I love that they're moving towards including more divination. Divination. Speech impediments. They have, I've known they're also a long-term dear friend, and their poetry and writing and art is always being just so rich and beautiful and groundbreaking. And so that weaving that all together is beautiful.
Yep.
And we just really recommend everyone checking out their work.
Yeah, definitely.
We've also had them on the show, so you can circle back and check that out.
Yeah. You have the next
one. Oh, I do.
Get the honors.
Yes. So our final two storytellers, by the way, we have many friends who are leaving out. We know that. But we, we'll do this again. Our two friends who are about 3.5 years old. We do not have their consent to share their stories that they share with us. Often we hear them in different ways. But our first is our friend Oscar, who lives with his amazing family and who's also storytellers, the whole family, in Albany, New York. And I just love hearing his stories. I mean, really, like there's some stories that Oscar tells that I've never even ever heard before in my entire life. So mm-hmm. watch out, world.
Too.
Yeah. Watch out. Yeah. Watch out, world. Or watch out for the groundbreaking future storyteller that everybody gets to experience. Yeah. In the future. And our other one is?
That is Rook. That is actually the child of Jamie Lee, who we just talked about. Yeah. And we've hung out with him many times in person. And he's just a lot of fun to be around. And also just weaves in these really fun stories about little things that he finds and little things and stuff like that. Like, should I tell the?
Yeah, I think you can tell a little bit of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one time of, we had a little acorn that he was obsessed with. And while we were at the park, he just went into this whole world about the acorn being a spirit and all these things and stuff. And it was just like really awesome to witness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, again, another, everyone's storytellers, but.
Yeah.
Look out, world.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is our section of delighting in our friends who create stories and words and visual arts. Obviously, we will share links to all those. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and now we're going to go into the music. Woohoo! We have three full songs for you and a couple 30-second plays, or I guess...
I don't know. We're not even supposed to spend anything, but we're just going to play what we want.
Yeah. we like to refer to some famous folks as our friends, too. You know, we're all connected in this world and we're all, you know. Yeah. And we're going to speak about artists who bring us joy and invites thriving daily. And the first one is one of my favorites. Most of you listening will probably know. She is very big. She's known as Aurora. And I've heard of her many times while I was younger. But I only recently got into her. And I've discovered her song. Should I name the song?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We're going to play it.
Yeah, I'd found her song called The River. And it was very healing for me because it's... As you will hear, it's a story about, you know, even though, like, you can cry. You're allowed to cry, right? No matter what, like, you're allowed to and stuff like that. And it just, yeah, it was really, really healing to listen to. And she always connects with fans in such a close way of feeling like, yeah, it just feels like she was the correct one to mention mm-hmm. as an artist that is like a friend.
Yeah. I love that. So then, mm-hmm. thanks. Let's play it.
Yeah, let's play it. Let's hear.
Hold your hands up to your chest and tell me what you find. Out of you a spiral comes and sees without.
That song, it's like an updated version of the song we used to play from that Holly Call covered, cry if you want to, I won't tell you not to.
Yeah,
that one. Yeah, it's such an important message, and she's just so quirky and fun too.
Like, yeah,
Aurora. So her videos are fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if friends are listening, no one's gonna be surprised by my pick. But it's Burial. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life, no matter how sad or frustrated or feeling unwell, doesn't matter. When Burial comes on, I have to move my body, even if it's just mm-hmm. my shoulders. I love that he continued to create music throughout the pandemic because it was definitely something that really helped. And his newest EP, I think it just came out in the fall, is actually what I'm going to play, even though it's not the one I listen to the most, but it will be the future because I ordered the actual vinyl, and it's coming soon. And this song is called Exokind. And you're only going to get a teaser, so for sure go check out Burial. Mm-hmm. Links in. Yeah, we'll share it all.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that was so beautiful. I've always loved the way he makes music. It just always sounds so, it makes you have to like sit down, and even if you're gonna dance, you're like, you have to just like, it's like so uplifting, but it's also so just, it goes into your head and stays there, you know?
Yeah, there's lots of layers to it.
Yeah.
It's really, really, yeah.
Exactly.
I love that. I'm like, it makes me move. You're like, it makes me sit down.
It makes you need to like sit and like.
And there lies the difference. Mm-hmm. Okay, now to delight in some people we actually really know.
Now to delight in some musicians that we know well.
Yeah, and we get to actually play their whole songs. So, before we start, I want to give a general shout out to Scott Crowe and his amazing label and project. I know he doesn't do it alone, but it was his kind of dream child. And it's called Emergency Heart. I mean, I just love that phrase. And everyone who has heard me talked about Scott or with Scott knows how much I love Emergency Hearts. And the website is emergencyhearts.com. They have such incredible music coming out from there, and so many friends are involved in remixes in their own music, like Soul, Zach, also known as Sourgout, my son, Time, Awareness, Sima. Like, there's just so many. It's just rich and full of dynamic sounds, and you'll just have a good time over there. Moving off of that, I chose a song from that project that, I mean, it's one of my favorite songs that Scott does. He's done a bunch of different versions of it and collaborations with it, and this one is my favorite. And it's the song is called I'm Still Here, and this is the U.S. Political Prisoners Never Forgotten version, and it's by Scott Crowe, Televangel, Time, David M. Williams, and Dissonance. Before we play this song, I'm Still Here, you can find our good pal Time's work on Bandcamp and Spotify, on Instagram he is time_raps.
Ah, 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 ah. These song notes are kite notes, fire blinking, spelling love in Morse code, floating between bars with messages of lifeboats. No more pipelines, the pipe broke. We melted every cage into a key until our mouths could recite hope. We're still here.
He said when it rains, he pretends the cement is the smell of wet stone. He said I want my grandkids to find fossils of prisons smelling sour like dead bones. The moon bowed to the birdsong morning. I'm trying to find God in an octave, I'm still exploring. I mailed you libraries, they threw them in the trash. The warden took your freedom but couldn't shackle your laugh. That's not due, the prison grass is crying. The weeds that grow through the cracks is freedom trying. Birds drop seeds in the prison yard, growing gardens of hope, conspiring in the dark. The vines make a ladder and drape the barbed wire. A crow flies overhead and drops a lighter. Orange reflects from my eye, the image is fire. The ash swirls like a galaxy, the stars we can admire. He said they'll never be able to break me. Turns out that's what broke the bars, I've been reflecting on that lately. He said I was dedicated to building things and not tearing them down. He said if you can breathe, you can get through anything. I'm hearing him now. He said if you can breathe, you can get through anything.
Segregation. My voice gave hope. They removed my voice from administrative segregation to solitary confinement. My voice became vibration for unity. They removed my voice from solitary confinement to the supermax of Camp J. And now they wish to destroy me. The louder my voice, the deeper they bury me. I say it, the louder my voice, the deeper they bury me. We all political prisoners, prisoners of war, prisoners of consciousness, common wallets, angels, prisoners.
Russell Maroon Schultz, Marilyn Buck, Alvaro Luna Hernandez, Nia Fulani Sumi Ali, Romaine Chip Fitzgerald, Afini Shakur, Dilbert Africa, Sophia Asha Bukhari, Richard Mufundi Lake, Oscar Washington, Luis Rodriguez, Mundu Rilonga, Phil Africa, Brian McCarville, Hugo Yogi Bear Pinnell, Geronimo Gijaga, William Lefty Gilday, Alan Berkman, Eddie Hatcher, Bashir Hamid, Robert Hillary King, Merle Africa, Kwasi Balogun, Robert Webb, Tom Manning, and Albert Woodfox.
Dream the future, know your history, organize your people, and fight to win.
Good song.
Free all political prisoners, abolish prisons. The line, dream your future at the end there.
Yeah.
And To Can't Shackle Your Laugh.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a really good song. It does such a good job of putting a visual and just, yeah, feeling like you're actually being able to visualize all the things that they're saying. It's really cool. It's a really cool song.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you can breathe, you can get through anything.
Yeah.
Thank you, Emergency Hearts, and thanks, Scott, Time and Friends. That's I think that's going to be a really important song, and I know it's we're putting it out a bit earlier than it's actually dropping fully. It's dropping in a couple of days after we drop this show, so on actual Time's birthday, so a little extra happy birthday, Time.
Yeah.
Chris, your name's Chris. I'm gonna say happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you can get this song now over at the Emergency Hearts Bandcamp, but it will be streaming starting on the 17th of February. Okay.
Okay. The next one is our friend Nadia Gita, is one of our wonderful collaborators here at Grounded Futures, and she's also a singer, songwriter. Heart-centered love. She's a very good songwriter, and we've had so much fun listening to so many of her songs. The one we're gonna play is Happiness in You from her beautiful album Tea Party. It's a really, really pretty song.
Yeah.
Really upbeat and really, yeah.
Yeah, Nadia's just so much fun.
Yeah.
A joy to be around. Okay, yeah. Let's listen.
Yeah.
Something like this, don't walk so far ahead, 'cause we'll lose sight of this moment. Stay by my side instead, 'cause I'm not sure where we're going. You led me far away from all the mistakes that I had made, and I say this just in case we have to go our separate ways. I might not know when or where, but I know that when we get there, I find happiness in you. Moment, stay by my side instead, cause I'm not sure where we're going. You led me far away from all the mistakes that I had made, and I'll say this just in case we have to go our separate ways. I might not know when or where, but I know that when and you.
Such a pretty song. It's so upbeat and so nice, and so it's also a love song, so it's perfect for Valentine's Day.
True, true, true.
It's a perfect song to play on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a pretty song. Such a pretty, sounds exactly like the kind of songs I listen to.
Totally.
So I really like it.
It is in your wheelhouse. Yeah. I love it. It conjures up the idea of just being really present with where you're at and who
exactly.
you're with. And
going the distance for the person that you love. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you can find somebody who helps you feel that kind of happiness, hurrah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nadia.
Yeah, that's really good.
Our final and wonderful song in Delighting in Our Friends is from our good friend Awareness, also known as Chavo. He just put out, I think just a couple weeks ago, a fantastic little EP, kind of a theme concept album inspired by incredible Linklater film called Waking Life.
Awesome film that we've watched many times.
Yeah, I'm going to say more than I care to admit. Anyway, we love Linklater's also a friend.
Yeah.
We would delight in him if we were delighting in movies, but we're not. But we get to do it here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Awareness. The whole project's called Super Profundo on the Early Eve of Your Day. And I mean, we could play the whole album and I would be happy, but just, you should all go and purchase it, listen to it. It's on Bandcamp, it's on Spotify, wherever else you stream music. You can find Awareness over on Bandcamp or Spotify. He's also on Instagram at awareness.303. And the song we're going to actually play is the first one on the EP. It's called A False Awakening by Awareness. Yeah, we were just listening to it all and we've chosen it.
Yeah, it's a really good song. Yeah, it captures a feeling of lucid dreaming. And, well, it's dreamy.
Yeah, I got taken both into the movie but also into that feeling. And I just,
exactly.
Thank you, Chavo.
Yeah, we will end this episode with this song. So thanks so much for joining us as we delight in some of our friends. Have a beautiful, love-filled Palentine's.
Yeah, dreamers, you are loved.
Super profundo on the early eve of your day.
What's that mean?
Well, you know, I've never figured it out. Maybe you can. This guy always whispers it in my ear. Lewis, he's a recurring dream character.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to our show. Grounded Futures is a media production and mentorship collaborative, and this podcast is produced by Carla Bergman, William Joy, Jamie Lee Gonzalez, and Melissa Sharp. And our sound tech is by Chris Bergman.
Resources and transcripts for this episode are in the show notes. If you want to donate some funds or check out our other awesome shows, head over to groundedfutures.com or email us with comments and suggestions at groundedfutures@gmail.com. And please tune in next time to hear more from our incredible guests on how to thrive in the everyday.